Hello, sports fans. Welcome to our pre-show. This is for the 11th Tuesday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, I'm always messing with levels. And one of the reasons I'm messing with levels is because I don't like using limiters, compressors, if I don't have to. And I've had so much bad luck with limiters and compressors because there tends to be an echo. You've probably heard the echo. Sometimes you hear the voice echoing. You don't hear it lately. It's because we just backed way off of the fucking compression. And when you back off of the compression, then you have to kind of watch the levels. You can compress, and I know you don't know what the fuck it is I'm talking about. A lot of you guys, some of you may. You can compress after the fact in the post-production. You can take the track and then apply a compression to it, utilizing many of the marvelous effects that Audacity, which is what I use, not Odyssey, Audacity, two completely different things. Odyssey is a, well, maybe they're the same company. I don't think so. What the fuck is that? It's like a fucking drag race going on outside my fucking neighborhood here. We live in a very rough neighborhood, which is a real garbage can. All right, man. This is the pre-show today. God damn. 3 days in a row I was having tequila over the weekend. I don't know what I was celebrating. I gotta be honest with you, feeling really good. I was feeling really good. I don't know what his post one-man show postpartum euphoria as opposed to depression. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just because, you know, my time is my own again. I don't know what it is. The fact that we're having some good discussions about the podcast. We're having, I don't want to tell you what, when, how, where, or why. Let me just say, it's feeling good. And what else? Yeah, you know, I mean, life is pretty good. Oh, I saw something today. I was down at our beach. We live on a beach here, and then you go down the street from where I live, and there's a beach, and there's where we live here is a kind of bordered on two sides by the ocean or by the harbor. And down at the harbor, I saw a sea lion. Oh my God, I felt terrible for this guy. He was a big sea lion. He had the chest puffed out. He was doing the instinctive thing that sea lion, male sea lions do. They stick the chest out as if to say, this is my turf. And there were two civilians taking his picture. And he kind of almost made a move toward them. And they were very sweet. Nobody was really crowding this guy, but I could see he was not well. He collapsed onto the sand. He rolled over onto his side. I said, Jesus Christ, this poor animal. I called our marine mammal rescue hotline, and as I was calling and leaving my message, and I'm told that they get to your messages very fast, a lady approached me from the parking lot, and she said, did you call? And I said, yes, I did. She said, okay, cool. She said, I know the person. I can call her directly. So she called, and this is a wonderful gal who worked in the boatyard over here, named Jay, I think, and Jay called her contact there, and this lady, she said, yes, we do see this sea lion, and apparently they've been observing this guy. He's been visited a couple of times by people from Marine Mammal Center. He's suffering from what a lot of sea lions suffer from at this time of year, an algae bloom sort of infection, or this red tide that you guys know about, and it's a fungus, or it's a plankton, I think, but it gets into their system. Generally, the sea lions are better when they get their system flushed with water. Sometimes they take them to the mammal center and they put them on fluids. This poor boy was not well, but he kept getting up and trying to kind of, and he was nosing in the sand. You know, the thing about sea lions is it's so reminiscent of dogs. They remind you so much of dogs. They're very, very comfortable with humans, although I wouldn't say 100%. They're still wild animals, but they sleep on the docks and they, you know, they're not afraid of humans necessarily when we approach. But then again, as the Marine Mammal Center lady told me one time, she said, they can take care of themselves. You know, they can take care of themselves. So, although they've caught some motherfuckers in the past in this motherfucking state shooting them because they feel, some of these fishermen feel the sea lions are competing with them for, well, it's my living. Well, fuck you. You find another way to get the sea lions out of there without killing them. Especially from a distance with a fucking rifle. Why don't you go over there and wrestle one of those motherfuckers? Nonetheless, I don't want to get in any trouble with all the fucking macho men out there, you know. You guys, they take a gun and they kill an animal and they think, you just don't understand, Mr. Henry. Oh, yes, I fucking do. Far better than you think I do. I get it. Uh-huh. How do you get your food? Well, bitch, I'll tell you this much. Where I can obtain my food, where there has been a humane form of killing, and if not, I'm pretty much a vegan motherfucker anyway. Okay, because I know that animals are slaughtered in this country in a brutal, inhumane fashion, and I don't want to have anything to do with it. Now you, stalking an animal until it's thirsty, until it's tired, until it has to find some place to hide, suffering from fear, and animals do suffer from fear, you call that manly, motherfucker? Fuck you. And you take a bow and arrow? You should only fucking die that way yourself. A bow and fucking arrow. Oh, it's very humane. Oh, you, what you fucking know about it, man, I could stick in a can. Don't tell me with all of your motherfucking experience you know shit. I can see with my eyes what happens to those animals. So don't, I don't want to get pissed off. I was having such a good fucking weekend and I started thinking about the sea lion that I found down there. Anyway, indications are he's going to be fine. I did take a picture of him, and I sent it off to my buddy Barry when he was on the beach toward the channel, and he looked healthy. This morning, he was up closer to where I was standing, and he did not look good at all. So, and I sent her pictures and video of him. I could actually put up, I don't want to do that. I don't want to bum people out. The picture I did take of me looked really good. He was looking healthy. Yeah, he was okay. You know, this poor guy, he's all by himself. So he's away from his pod. He's away from his, his family. And he's just by himself. He's sick. So I'm glad he's better. All right, I'll keep my mouth shut. I won't keep going on about shit. People don't like it anyway. All right. Anyway, I love you. I do, even if you're hunting. The whole solution for life, ultimately, is to understand that we have an infinite amount of wisdom, compassion, and courage. Remember that. All right.